It's speculation. Creator. This world either has a creator or it doesn't. There is no way of knowing. There's no way of knowing. You don't have the tools to know. If you can speculate on both sides, if you're looking for evidence, you have to understand that if this entity exists, the distance between the superintelligence and yourself and your intelligence is orders of magnitude greater than the distance between you and a goldfish. When you are talking about a god that just can create this illusion of a whole universe, if this were to be true, again, we're going into speculation here. Clearly, if this is in a sort of a illusion, this table, this microphone, my flesh, myself, and the whole universe might be running on some supercomputer entity, and it's just a micro flash drive, this creator. How are you going to find it with your tools? You're looking for evidence for God. What are you looking for? A made in China tag at the end of the universe. What are you looking for? With your tools, what are you looking for? 50-50. We can meet in the middle and say it's 50-50. You cannot know. Or you can make arguments for one or the other, but at the end of the day, rationally, you cannot know. This is a leap of faith. To believe there has to be a time being of irrationality. To believe. And you need to take that leap of faith, because once you believe and you give it a try long enough and you can have your glimpses and we have our rituals, discipline, you persevere long enough, and you will feel God's presence. You'll feel it. You'll understand it. You'll know there's something about knowledge, capital K. Knowledge that comes from your blueprint within. The people that tell you they are 99.999% certain, because they're scientists. They can't say, I'm 100%. They're too humble to say, I'm 100% certain God does not exist, because of my humility as a scientist, but it's 99.999%. What a foolish statement. Everything that they can look for, everything they will acknowledge, everything they can interact with, that their tools can measure, all the matter we have access to, or we have had access to so far, makes up less than 5% of what's out there. That's being generous. Most of the total matter is matter we simply cannot interact with. There might be a future in which we would, and maybe we get a better understanding, rational understanding, small gain knowledge. We don't know. We're in the dark about dark matter, right? That's about 80% of matter, and we're about 20. We, as in the matter that, all the matter that we interact with in the universe, somehow, all the matter and dark matter isn't nearly enough to make up the rapid exponential expansion, continuous expansion of the universe. The universe should actually, after the energy and the ripple of the Big Bang, should be collapsing with all the matter and dark matter that's out there. Should be collapsing. Exploded. Okay, the explosion had its energy. Alright, eventually, you should be slowing down. With all the gravitas that is matter, it should recollapse into some whatever version of a black hole that we might be. But no, the further you look out into the universe, realize that there is the expansion is becoming more and more exponential. It's quite insane what this dark energy is.
With your little tools, you're so cute.